goodsuccess.com. Father, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that this will not just come as usual, but everyone will be blessed indeed in the name of Jesus. Let everyone return with testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains, release your greatness. How to manifest your uniqueness from inside out. This is more like a follow-up to the topics we've been taking ever since Easter, actually. And we've been talking about the blessing of God in our lives. We've been talking about how we need to focus on the blessing of the Lord, because what we focus on gets more attention in our hearts and it tends to increase. What we feed grows. What we feed, what we nurture becomes bigger and bigger. So last week we took the topic that says focus on the blessings, and we were able to see the issue with Adam and Eve, that they had the wrong focus. They were focusing on what they lacked instead of focusing on what they have, the abundance God has put in their lives. And nature, life, our environment, our geographical locations where we grew up, our culture naturally wants to focus on what we lack. If we see somebody, we look at someone and says, you don't even know how to sing. Why are they picking on that one thing the person lacks instead of every other thing the person has? You know, naturally, we just slip into that mistake of focusing on that one thing we don't have instead of every other thing we have. There is a gift in you, there is a gift in me that calls for more attention by God. And yet today, we are looking into that topic that says, release your greatness and how to manifest your uniqueness from inside out. Based on last week, we were to focus on what we have. But it is not enough to just focus and keep looking on the things we have, because that will not make any change, so to say. It will only change the position of our heart. However, greatness is not needed only in your heart or in my heart. It is needed when it brings forth fruit. Everyone has a seed inside of them. I have a seed inside of me. However, if that seed is not planted, if it is not watered, if it doesn't grow, or if it has stunted growth, it will not bring forth the fruit that the whole world needs. So, the focus today is, how do I bring that uniqueness, that greatness from inside of me, outside where everybody can see it? And you know, that every time we see a fruit, we know that there's a tree that actually brought forth that fruit. You are that tree that must bring forth fruits. And I pray that by the end of this topic today, that you will begin to find reasons, not only reasons, you'll be empowered to bring forth the fruits that are in you. We are going to be looking at a scripture today that doesn't look like a scripture that we should be using, but that's exactly what God brought to me today. So we'll be looking at Matthew 13:3-9, and we will take time to read everything. Now it says, then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has to hear, let him hear. This part of he who has ear to hear is where most people have never focused on. God wants us to actually pay specific, intentional attention on this scripture, because it can apply to different areas of our lives, not only spiritually, even every other area. Now, like I said before, it's not enough to focus and keep, you know, looking at your abundance. You need to release that abundance from inside out. And your greatness and my greatness is not useful to anyone if it's trapped inside of you. If I have all these gifts, all these visions, all these dreams, and I've been talking about them for years, and none of them has come to pass, it is not useful for me and it's not useful for someone else who is on the outside. And many people are actually wandering about in life with all the greatness and destiny that God ordained for them. And all this greatness and all these good things are imprisoned inside of them, and they've never been freed. And there are reasons for that. And we're going to be looking at some of these reasons. And I pray we have enough time today. If you can't finish it today, we'll move to next week. But I want us to take time to look at this today. We'll be dwelling so much on exactly why many people have not been able to manifest their uniqueness from inside out. In fact, some have not even manifested at all. We are not even talking about people who manifested a little, but some have not manifested at all. They are just wishing and wishing and wishing, and nothing has come out. What are the reasons behind this? Number one, the first reason could be that they are not aware that they were made for more. Many people are not aware that they were made for more than just to wake up every Monday to Friday or to Saturday to go to a job and leave the job, and then everything is the same every week, every month, every year. Some, they have a business. Some people have businesses. However, their business is just stunted. It's not growing. It's not getting better. Nothing is changing. They've just resorted to faith that, see, as long as I'm able to feed myself and my family with this business, then I'm okay. However, God desires more than this from you and I. So why is it that the greatness, the dreams, the visions that people have seem to be trapped inside of them? Maybe you are like that today and wondering, but I had this dream 30 years ago. It's not come out. And maybe I'm also thinking, I had this vision some years, some months, some days ago. I don't even know how to go about it. Rejoice, because God is going to be revealing some things to you and I today. So the first reason is because many people are not aware that they were made for more than what they have right now. Remember in the parable of the seed, it said, the seed fell by the wayside. For some people, God has revealed some things to us, but they didn't even have the opportunity to look at those things because they just fell by the wayside. They never paid attention to them. They never knew that these things were important. Some, they fell by the wayside. God has been trying to talk to them all this while, but yet they are not seeing anything. They are not hearing anything. They are not knowing anything. These things are falling by the wayside. It's time for you and I to actually ask ourselves questions. What gifts, what callings, what instructions of God has fallen by the wayside? The Bible said, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. For some people, it's not only because it fell by the wayside. They didn't pay attention to some of these things. How many of us go to church in a Sunday and God does not speak? If you go to a church and God does not speak, you better run away from that church. Most of us, or almost all of us that I know, at least everyone here right now that I know that you attend the kind of church that God will always speak every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, whichever time you have programs, even this podcast you come to, God always speaks to us. But the question is, how many of those words are falling by the wayside? And when it falls by the wayside, the birds will always come and devour them, because they were not given attention. For some of us, many people are not aware of the things that God wants them to do. Some, they became aware, but they never paid attention. So they cast it to the wayside and focused attention on other things. Probably because it looked more difficult to focus on those things God has ordained. And it's easier to just focus on the normal things, the simple things of life, the easier way out. So you cast them by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Sometimes the birds are just friends. Sometimes they are family members, they are parents, they are children. They just said, hey, you are too old for this. Why should you be focusing on this thing? You are too old. You are already 70, you are already 80. No, you can't do these things again. And then they are the birds that ate those things away from your life. God put great vision in your heart. And sometimes some people, it's their spouses. They are the boss that devour those things. Sometimes it's colleagues at work. And that's why you and I must be very careful of whom we share our dreams and visions with. Because some people are just birds that will devour these things. That will never even allow this thing to fall into any good path for it to grow. So this is the first thing I want us to focus on today. The uniqueness inside of you, the greatness inside of you, don't let the birds eat them. And that's why the podcast we did on the law of secrecy comes into play. There are some things you should never share with anyone until God tells you to share them. The parents of Jesus, that's Mary especially, the Bible said she kept these things in her heart. She wasn't going everywhere on social media to broadcast these things. It's a thought for our generation, because every time we hear something, every time we know something, we just want to blow it for the whole world to know. And sometimes some of these things are just for our consumption until maybe after years. Jesus learned how to sit down until he was 30 years. The only time he even tried to pop out before time, when he was 12 years old, he caused pain for his parents because they were looking for him everywhere. 12, he wasn't ready at that time. Even though we can learn some lessons from that moment, but he wasn't ready to actually manifest. He wasn't ready until 30. But that moment he stepped out and he was talking to teachers. His parents somehow forgot him. That's a talk for another day. His parents forgot him and they were looking for him, I think, for about 3 days. That's what happens when we begin to talk and say things that God has spoken to us in the corner of our hearts when it is not time to reveal them. The birds of the air will come and devour them. In your family, in your life, in your business, in your spiritual life, learn to hear from the Holy Spirit when it is time to say things and when it is time to keep quiet. The Bible says we should be quick to hear, but slow to speak. Some things are just meant for your spirit, for you to dwell on them, to water them until they are ripe enough for you to actually share, if you have to share them at all. So the first thing is, some people are not aware. The second thing is, some people are aware, but they gave it premature death because they started telling everyone. Some people, they were pregnant, even both natural pregnancy. Some people is natural relationship. Some people, they will meet a man or a woman that they feel they want to marry, and then they start telling everyone. No. And some people, it's business. You have a business idea and you start telling all your friends, and before you know it, that friend has begun to do that same business, or that thing just died. Because sometimes it's not even about whether somebody took over this thing, it's because it has not even gotten enough root in your heart, which is what we'll be talking about next. You need to learn to, I'm talking to you and I now, when I say you, I'm talking to myself also, even first. You need to learn how to actually make sure things are watered and they begin to grow and they have enough stamina before you share. Let's remember, the reason why greatness is trapped inside many people is because they are not aware of that greatness, or when they became aware of it, they started sharing with everyone. So number three today is, some people are aware, which is almost the same with number two. Some people became aware and then they forgot what God told them, or never took it serious because of number one, the cares of life choked those things out. That Bible says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Can you imagine? This thing fell among thorns, and the thorns used them as manure to grow. Because that's the only thing I can explain. The moment they fell among thorns, these thorns began to spring up. They used them as manure, as food, to grow themselves, and then they choked them out. Some people, just like that one, like the birds of the air that devour those things, some thorns, that's the cares of this life. Some people, because they never want to leave their job, they never fulfill ministry, they never fulfill destiny. Some people, they just want to be comfortable. Some people, they never want to enter into the ministry God has for them. And when I say ministry, it doesn't mean that you have to be a pastor. I'm talking about, you don't have to be a full-time minister, and you may have to if God calls you. There are prophets in politics. Daniel was a prophet, yet he was in government for all his years. He never was a full-time prophet, so to say, but he was a prophet. If you list him, I think he's even among the major prophets in the Bible, because some people say they are major prophets, they are minor prophets. I believe he was one of the major prophets, because he actually prophesied about Jesus, prophesied so many things. Some of the things happening now, Daniel prophesied them, and he always had this wisdom. Some people, the cares of this life choked them out. Some people, because they mistook their ministry for their business, and some, they mistook their business for their ministry, and some, they don't know that they are supposed to even combine the two. So these things are just for you and I. It's to stir us up for you and I to do what is required and to make sure that nothing chokes out the calling, the ministry, the gift of God in your life and in my life. It's time for us to actually look back. See, no matter what your age is right now, there are people who have done far more than you at this age. There are people who have never done up to you at this age. We will be talking about that probably today or next week, how different ages fulfill destiny. So there is no excuse for you and I, because we either fall above those ages or below those ages. The reason why some people have not been able to manifest their uniqueness from inside out is because the cares of this life, the friendships of this life, the relationships of this life have choked those things out. They have become thorns that choke them out. Prayerlessness have become thorns that choke them out. May God help you and I today in the name of Jesus. And then the fourth thing today is that a seed fell in stony ground, not enough earth to take it. So for some people, they received this thing, but there is no foundation. They didn't water their heart enough. Their heart are just strong enough. They are like, see, I cannot come and go and kill myself, like some people will say, right? See, they did not have much earth. The Bible says, some fell among stony places. You've heard of people that just started ministry or started business or started a career and then they started growing and everybody was like, oh, wow, fine. Oh, this is growing. And then suddenly nobody heard about them again. The reason is because these things probably fell in stony places. They did not have enough earth. They did not dig enough, or they dug in the wrong places. They moved in the wrong places. Some people, God called them. And when I say call now, it could be in business, it could be in career, it could be in ministry. God called them. They jumped out immediately before time. They did not take time to dig and know where exactly they were supposed to plant that seed. And because there is lack of depth of earth, the sun came up, scorched them. Challenges of life came up, scorched those things out, because they had no roots. Some people just have no roots. There is no planting. There is no stability. There is not enough foundation. And when the storms of life came, they couldn't stand it. That is the reason why some people never do well in career. They just say, okay, you know what? I'd rather be comfortable where I am. Instead of taking that next exam, they will never take it. Instead of taking that next step, they will never take it. Some people in business, instead of saying, okay, you know what? I've been doing this thing for years. I don't know what it takes. Let me go and learn from someone. No, they will never. So this thing will just wither away because there is no root enough to sustain them. I pray that in any area of life that you and I have planted on stony ground, I pray that God opens our eyes to where the well of water is, so that we can plant this seed by the rivers of water, so that it will keep bearing fruit in Jesus' name. The Bible says the righteous man is like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and then that the tree bears fruit all year round, and the tree does not fail to bear fruit. I pray that will be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Next week, we'll be focusing on the proper way to manifest your uniqueness from inside out. So today, we'll just be dwelling on reasons why you and I have not been able to manifest our destiny from inside out. So we'll also be looking at some people just to show that it's not too late for you and I to fulfill destiny. It's not too late. And it's not too early. You are just right in time. So number one is Abraham in the Bible. Abraham was 75 years old when he was called out of his father's house. How many of us are 75 years here? Which means if you are 75, you can still fulfill destiny. If you are younger than 75, you can still fulfill destiny. Abraham did not consider his age. He did not give up. He did not say, you know what, there is a reason. I don't have enough money. My parents are... No excuses. He just jumped out at the command of God. Which means that if Abraham at 75 could do that, you and I have no excuse. If you are not older than Abraham, you have no excuse. Which means you are just too young. You can still start. You are just okay. You can still start. Don't ever give up on the calling of God, on the dreams of God. It was totally impossible for Abraham to have children, and yet he waited. Now, the second point is this. For you to know that you are still qualified is number one. You are still qualified if you are not older than Moses. Moses in the Bible was 80 years before he began his real life prophetic ministry. 80 years. At that time, most people are ready to die. David died at 70. And yet, Moses began life at 80. So, if you are not older than Moses, you are still qualified. Somebody will say, but no, there is no but. Moses was a stammerer. Everything was against this guy. He was a fugitive and he was sent to go and rescue people from where he actually ran away from. Number one, the moment he appears in that place, despite the fact that he's 40 years old, he's still an ex-convict. He was supposed to go through his punishment. He was supposed to be captured immediately. But he didn't give any excuse. He gave some excuse, but at least at the end of the day, he went ahead to fulfill destiny. Which means you and I have no excuse. If Abraham at 75, Moses at 80, fulfilled destiny, which other person can we refer to? Let's go back to Abraham. Abraham waited and waited, and in faith obtained the promise at 100. He waited for 25 years. Some of us, how many years have you waited for in business that you are complaining? Some people, they've only done their business for 2 months and they are like, which kind of business be this? We know they bring money. No. You can't get tired because you have just begun. Abraham waited 25 years and he never gave up. He still had his child. So, how many years have you spent in that business, in that career, in waiting on God for whatever you are trusting Him for and you want to give up? You can't afford to give up. How are you going to prove that you are the child of Abraham if you give up so soon? You will not give up. And I pray that you receive extra grace in the name of Jesus. I know it takes grace. When people wait for things, I know waiting is not easy, but it's possible. Some of us will say, but I've been waiting. Yes, you've been waiting, but you are still qualified. You've seen testimonies of people waiting like you for their business to boom, and it boomed. For whatever they want in their life to happen, and it happened. Abraham, in his case, it was a write-off case. His wife could not conceive again. She was as good as dry bones. The same with Abraham. Yet, she received strength to conceive. Abraham never gave up. They still had that child. The child of promise. Your child of promise will soon come up. Only if you don't give up. Those who give up are those who are failed. If you are still alive, which means you are still qualified. Now we've looked at people who are old. Let's look at people who are young. Joseph was a young guy, yet he never gave up on his dream. And I think he was probably 17 when he was taken captive. And by the time he was 30, he was on the throne. He waited, but he never gave up. The same thing with David. David was anointed, was supposed to be king. Maybe around 17 or around that age. Until he became 30, he never became that king. But guess what? He was kinging, in quotes, over people that were not worthy of his kingship. And he raised men out of them, and they became his armies. And then, these were the same set of people who helped him to get to the throne. While you are waiting, what should you do? Help other people. Be a blessing to people. That's exactly what to do. So you are not too young, because you are already older than Joseph. Maybe we have younger people here today, but you will still see some examples of people who are young too. Number 5. You are not too young if you are older than Jesus at 12 years old. Jesus, as 12 years old, was conscious of his destiny, which is a word to you and I even today. Your children who are 12 years old should not be in church pressing phone, pressing tablets, when they should be fully spiritual. Jesus was just 12 years old. He was debating with the teachers of the law, wise people. So please, this is a word for parents. It's harder for this generation, that's upcoming generation, than even our own, because we don't have as many distractions as they have. So if you and I want to help our children, we need to make sure they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they know Jesus, not treating them like children when they are already 12 years. In fact, don't treat your child as a child when he's 6 years old. No, because they know so many things. Jesus at 12 knew what he was doing. So if you are older than 12, that's the bottom line, you are not young anymore. You can still step into destiny. And then if you are older than 16, you can start reigning. There were many kings in the Bible who started reigning. And the example of Uzziah in the Bible, that example is a very great one. He was 16 years old when he began to reign. And he began to do good things in the sight of God. Which means if you are also 16, you are just the right person. And we even had kings in the Bible who became kings at 7 years, at 8 years, at 12 years, 16, whatever age. The word is for you and I today, even as we reflect on this today. There is a greatness inside of you. There is a greatness inside of me that is calling for your attention. But until we pay attention to that thing and release it, it will never come out. For some of us, you will have to keep serving people who cannot reward you until the time is ripe. Even just as Joseph in the Bible, Joseph was interpreting dreams for people who could not reward him. They were both prisoners. What would they give him? And yet, one of them was the one that brought him to interpreting dream for the person who could reward him, a lifetime reward. So, for you and I, don't give up. If your business is not producing the results you think it should produce, don't give up. Keep serving people and treat every customer, every client, even as in career, everyone who comes your way. Don't just treat that job as, how much are they paying me? No. Whatever they are paying you, if it's not important, you won't stay there. You are still there. So treat that job as the one God has ordained. And you will see that before you know it, that reward will surely come. But it will only come when you are in your place, when you are doing it the right way. And honoring God with it. So that's the word for you and I today. Number one, for you to be focused on the abundance God has given you, on the gift, on the talent, on the specialty that God has put in your life and my life. And once you focus on that, now begin to question yourself, what should I do? What must I do? Go and read the parable of the sower again. It's in Matthew 13, 3-9. That parable made it very obvious to us that there are so many things that can take all the major things out of our lives. You can be focused on things that don't matter when God wants you to focus on that one thing that He has called you and I to do. So no matter how hard it is, make time to reflect on your life. I should make time to reflect on my life and say, God, I'm still alive. What should I do? I still have my life. I've just started my journey. What should I do? Where is that uniqueness in my life? What should I do with it? And as we go, don't forget once again, there is a uniqueness in you. There's a greatness in you. If you don't push it out, it will just be trapped inside. If you don't shine the light of God on it, it will just be there for life. It's not time that brings it out. It is work. You being conscious that you are made for more and taking that step to bring it out. Praise the Lord. That's the end of the episode today. And next week we continue. We will now look at how to actually manifest your uniqueness from inside out. We have seen what hinders us from manifesting. We have seen why we can't complain, why we are still qualified, why we cannot give any excuse. So next week we'll be looking at what exactly should I do to bring this greatness out of the trap where it is in my heart. Praise the Lord. So this is the end of the episode today. Do we have any question? If you have any question, please feel free to ask, and we can also take some time to pray.
I want to ask a question, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, sir. Okay, so talking about walking in one's destiny, like you said, it's not too late to walk in your destiny. It's not too late to, you know, do what God wants you to do. What it is looking like, you're not really sure of what God wants you to do, but then you believe that you're being guided and that whatever comes to your heart to do, you just try to do then, and you believe that, okay, as you keep moving on, you're going to maybe get the right thing that God wants you to do, or you just have to sit down and try to be like, okay, God, what do you really, really want me to do? Do you just, you still have to set apart some time that, okay, I really, really want to know what you want me to do. So I really like confused in that aspect.
Okay, praise God. Okay, so because of our time, I'll just try to talk about that. So for most people, the way God deals with people are different, you know. Some people, we hear it clearly, this is exactly what you need to do. And then of course, they won't have any excuse again. For some people, it comes gradually. Gradually as they serve people, as they serve others. Gradually as they are being drawn to things they like to do. And I'm talking about people who are born again. If you are born again, the Bible says it will give you the desires of your heart. And you can interpret that in two ways. Number one, it will give you what you desire about and you are praying about. And guess what? Because you are born again, you will only desire the things that are righteous. Number two, it will put desires in your heart for you to actually desire. So that's the second option. So the first place to start is, what are the desires of my heart? There are things that have been in your heart for maybe the past 20 years and will never go away. No matter how much you try to focus on other things, they keep coming back. They keep coming back. So those are some things to actually also focus on. And then number three, prayer and fasting. When you try to get any instruction, any clarity about anything in life, and you don't have clarity, the best way to go about it is prayer and fasting. And I think I've shared this before. There was a time I was trying to ask God, what should I do? Should I be a pastor? Should I not be a pastor? And I decided I was going to fast maybe for 7 days or 3 days. I can't remember. And as I knelt down on the first day, I heard clearly what I should do. And I knew, okay, you know what? Pastoring is not what God wants for me to do right now. And I knew exactly what to do. And that was the end of the fasting. Because I set up my heart to find out. So sometimes prayer and fasting is exactly what you need to have clarity. And alongside your prayer and fasting, you want to add to it books from people who have been ordained to guide people into knowing what they were called to do. And of course, if I mention now, almost every one of us, what we come to your heart is Miles Murrow. Miles Murrow is one person that God can use to actually make you see your purpose. So if you have not read any of his books, or if you have read it a long time ago, you want to read again for you to be sure. And lastly, sometimes the best way to know how to help yourself is by helping other people. In fact, that is the way. If you don't serve other people, you can't know how to serve yourself. So right now, whatever your aunt finds to do, who can you help? Who can you be of help to? Who are the people that you have been equipped to be a blessing to? Like I told you, I've shared several times that the reason I started this podcast was not because I wanted to do a podcast in this way. I started because I just wanted to talk to one person. And then it came to my head, okay, if I can talk to one person, I can talk to two people. And that's how I started. So sometimes you just want to use your gift that you already know you have for people that you already have around you. And no matter where you are, no matter who you are, there will always be people around you that you can bless, that you are higher than. Start with that. Before you know it, you begin to see, oh, these are the things I can do. This is where I should go. And for some people, like I said at the beginning, it will take time. It doesn't always work so easily for everyone. But what you can do is that moment, that time of waiting, you can use it to be a blessing and to serve other people. I just hope that has been a blessing. Get Miles Murrow's book on purpose. I think he has several books in that line. You can get that also. Then, you know, prayer and fasting will always help. Praise God. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
Okay. Praise God. Let's thank God for the episode today. Let's give him praise because he has revealed to us again, stirred us up. For some of us, he has provoked us again to actually say, okay, you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm going to step again into my destiny. Let's give him praise. Let I be exalted, be praised in Jesus' name. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Please share with someone and share the recording with someone. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Bring someone when you're coming next week. Thank you all for coming, and God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week as we take part two of this topic.
The good success.com.